现在我们恭请万佛圣城恒道法师介绍我们这一次的弘法僧团。
各位你们好，今天呢是我们第二天整天举行这个护国西斋的观音大悲法会，在大溪的妙法寺，现在是可以说昼夜不停地来精进，为台湾祈求和平，勤念大悲咒，没有休息的。那么在台湾还有海外来的团员，他们都是喝出一切的力量，很诚心地来求观世音菩萨降福给台湾的人士，祈求国运兴隆，风调雨顺，一切一切的灾难可以把它消弭了，也一切人的罪孽福生可以祈求观世音菩萨心想事成。那么如果你们能够抽空的，也可以自己还有带你们亲友去参加这个护国西斋法会，因为对整个台湾乃至于整个世界的和平，这是起绝大性的一个作用的。那么昨天晚间呢，我们已经介绍几位团员跟大家讲话结结缘，今天晚间我们继续介绍不同的团员跟大家说说话。第一位呢是他是加拿大 UBC 大学毕业，现在在法界大学是研究生。
昨天晚上听见上人说听法不需要很多，你会听，听了躬行实践一句就已经很够了。现在在西方很多人都对东方的文化对佛学很有兴趣，因为物质的文明生活的舒服换不了内心的平和和安宁，世界上的灾难个人的烦恼越来越多，为什么这个样子呢？这是我们人把我们做人的根本都忘了，一直都在向外辞求，以为财库学问名利这一些外在的东西都可以换来内心的平和，其实这个不一定，所以他们又现在又向东方文化学习，要找到做人的根本。我们做人的根本是什么呢？这是又认识我们每一个人的本分。我们生在世界上到底是来干什么的呢？是不是为了吃喝玩乐？是不是为了名利？这些都是我们要解决的问题。佛陀，为什么我们要学佛呢？就是要学智慧，因为佛是大觉者，他老人家说法49年，就是要为众生应病与药，所以三藏十二部都是药方。可是假如众生 听了不去实行，那是完全没有用的。上人现在把佛的三藏十二部用十五个字很浓缩的给我们开出药方来，就是不争、不贪、不求、不自私、不自利、不妄语，这个万福城的六大宗旨。这是灵丹，这是妙药，假如我们的心性的话，躬行实践，就是这十五个字，就是可以成佛有余。我们抱定一个宅师善固执的态度去实行，那一定可以把自己的烦恼、国家的灾难、世界的不安都可以通通改变过来。现在是法师是台湾人，他现在是在万佛城的僧伽训练班的学生。现在我们请韩本法师跟我们讲讲话。
我今晚来讲一个哈，咱个万佛城的因缘哈。我是坐一车去一九。1981年哈。去万佛城的时参加咱这个拜万佛，啊，到迄个时阵，我到咱这个圣城的时阵，就感觉讲这个所在是吼，敢若咱西方极乐国安尼，啊，足好的。我感觉这个所在来修行是足会当属于足圆满的所在。有一次，咱上经上到咱这三皈依的时阵，啊，念到这个但愿众生体解大道，发无上心的时阵。啊，唔知安怎自然吼，突然目屎突然滴滴就流出来。迄当阵我就一心向观世音菩萨，祈求个祈祷讲，我若能会当在这个所在吼，那会当来修行，唔知偌好咧。啊，就是讲回来了后，迄次回来了后，我就有听这个破文片的内面，看破文片内面就有一句讲。咱若常常念观世音菩萨的名号，或者是讲上这个破文品，就会当感觉感到感应安尼吼。迄个时阵我倒来就直直念佛号，啊甲上咱这破文品。啊，第二出去的时阵，吼、哦，迄当阵会当遇到咱师父的慈悲，啊会当予咱安尼感觉讲会当在迄个所在修出家，同来修咱这个。修行，啊，我就好好哈，今麦感谢师父来修咱万佛城六大宗旨哈，啊，去修咱这个戒定慧，啊，才来去做唔着代志，啊，来习一来度到这个三毒贪嗔痴安尼哈，啊，想讲得来实行这个代志安尼，啊，大家所在，我大家互相来研究安尼哈，到这个所在。
今晚最后一位团员讲话的就是张先庆居士。张居士呢是在台湾大同工学院的学士，然后在美国新密斯哥大学的硕士。他现在住在加州的 San Jose， 是一位高级的品质管理电子工程师。那自从他学佛之后呢，就是参加我们万佛城还有在 San Jose 的那个佛学讲座课程的翻译员，也是万佛城的计划发展的会员。
各位善知识，各位大德，师父的威德，各位法师的庄严， 现在冒出一个长得不怎么样有一点修持没有的在家居士在里面搅和，实在觉得非常惭愧。我个人对佛法认识并不多，才疏学浅，如果在这边浪费各位时间，请多多包涵。我现在想跟各位谈一下在家居士对佛法的认识。我真正学佛的时间只有一年半，只是把自己一点心得给各位做个参考，希望有所帮助。第一点就是在学习佛法一开始就应该有正确的认识。所谓正确的认识，就是要跟着正确的善知识，而不去学邪知邪见。于是看的书籍也非常重要，人都是有好奇心，想追求感应神通，喜欢贪名贪功贪利。可是如果你刚开始研究楞严经，专心潜心的去研究它，我相信你一定不会误入歧途。在第九章五十淫魔里面所说的，完全都是道破邪知邪见的一切的一切。如果你今天回家去翻楞严经五十淫魔的话，你一定发觉有很多神通都是错误的，不应该去追求的。我这一次在从美国飞到台湾的路程上面，我曾经请教师父对于学佛的态度，师父他老人家开示我们，应该是在佛学佛的过程应该是永无休止的精进，而不因为成就而生欢喜心，而生我慢心。这对个人的修持，尤其是在家居士，是非常的重要。接下来，这是我个人对师父的感受看法。今天在大家各位面前，我一定要强调，因为现在是末法时代，非常难得找到一位正法的师父。而我第一次看到师父的时候，我心里非常怕，我就像一只小猫碰到一只大老虎那样，非常恐惧。其实我本人并不怕师父，后来只是我心中的业障，我心中的色魔，我心中的九重，我心中的贪心嗔心痴心作祟，害怕。就可见师父他的感召力是无穷尽，他完全是以德服人。他的精神可以用八个字来形容：人弃我取，人取我与。可以说完全符合了观世音菩萨的慈悲取舍。我希望今天我所说的能对各位有所帮助，谢谢各位。
恭请上人开示。
我已经开示很多很多了，方才前边几个人讲啊，都是平时听我讲他们学来的， 现在我推荐我一个贼徒弟出来讲一讲这个贼故事。
This is a true story. When I first came to Gold Mountain Monastery, about 12, 13 years ago, at the time I came to Gold Mountain Monastery, after I'd been at the monastery for about a half a year, I was still a lay person. I hadn't left home yet. But like a lot of the lay people at Gold Mountain Monastery...
Where are you coming? Why are you coming? You're like a talking beginning.
Okay, originally... I had actually left home in Thailand as a novice monk about 14, 15 years ago. And when I was in a monastery in Bangkok, Thailand, I got a copy of the master's biography in English, which had just been published. And as soon as I read this biography of the master, I knew that he was my teacher, and so I immediately made arrangements to leave Thailand to come to Gold Mountain Monastery. So that time, when I came to Gold Mountain Monastery in San Francisco, I still maintained holding the precepts of an eight-precepted lay person. And I also joined in the... joined with the people at the monastery in cultivating these practices, which of course includes not eating after noon. So anyway, after about a half a year in the monastery, one of my jobs in the monastery was cleaning the dishes. This is something I did after our daily meal before noon. I had the job of cleaning the dishes. Now, on this particular day, it was a big holiday. As I recall, it was Guanyin Bodhisattva's birthday, Guanyin Dan. And so on that day, there was a lot of guests who were joining in the Guanyin Bodhisattva Dharma Assembly. And so there was a lot of dishes to clean, and there was also a lot of really good treats, a lot of good food. Sweet cakes, so forth. And so, after the meal, it was cleaning all these dishes, and it took me several hours. And so by the time I was finished with cleaning all the dishes, at this time, it must have been about 3 or 4 o'clock p.m. And as I said, at that time I held very, very strictly, just like everybody else in the monastery, held the precept of not eating anything after noon. No solid food after noon. But then, as I finished the dishes, I looked in the garbage can, and I noticed there was a whole bunch of these really sweet, delicious cakes, which were quite very, very good shape in the garbage can. And I thought to myself, boy, I know I hold this precept of not eating after noon, but it sure would be a big waste to just let that food be thrown away. And so I rationalized in my mind. I was my own lawyer in justifying wanting to eat the cakes. And so I ate the cakes right out of the garbage. Now, the important thing to remember in the story is that when I did this, no one was in the kitchen and no one saw me eat the cake out of the garbage can. At that time, everybody was in the Buddha Hall continuing with the ceremonies for Guanyin Bodhisattva's birthday. And so I, of course, made very, very sure no one saw me eat the cake out of the garbage can. And I was absolutely sure no one knew that I had done this. Now, in the evening, at Gold Mountain Monastery at that time, the master was lecturing the Flower Adornment Sutra, which he lectured about 8-9 lectures every week for, as I recall, about 7 or 8 years. And so it was during this time, during that Flower Adornment Sutra Dharma Assembly, he was lecturing the Flower Adornment Sutra. So that evening, right during the lecture, the master announced, he said, you know, here at Gold Mountain Monastery, we do a lot of difficult ascetic practices. For example, like eating only one meal and not eating anything after noon. And it's really very hard sometimes to cultivate these ascetic practices. So if any of you feel that it's just too hard to not eat anything after noon, you can always find good things to eat in the garbage can. Now, when I heard the master say this during the lecture, I was told, as we say in America, we have an idiom, I was totally blown away. I was really shocked. I thought, how did the master know that I ate these cakes out of the garbage can? And I was terrified. And I thought, wow, the master can read my mind. He knows every thought that goes on in my mind. Because no one saw me eat the cake out of the garbage can, so the master must be able to read my mind. So I was just totally petrified. Every time I would see the master thereafter, I was just scared out of my wits. And then a few days later, the master came to my room, and at that time I had already been at the monastery, like I said before, for about half a year, and yet the master had never talked with me, and how much less had he ever come to my room to talk with me. And so the master entered my room in the monastery, and I was just real happy. Again, really, really nervous, really scared. And then the master said, "What's wrong?" And I said, "I'm really afraid of you." And the master said, "Why?" "Because you can read my mind," I said. And the master said, "Well, is your mind round? Is it square? Is it blue? Is it red? Show me your mind." And I thought about that, and I wasn't able to answer it. And the master said, "See, there's no problem." And so we can say that I'm still working on trying to answer that question, even to this day.
这是一个真实的故事，是对于我恒顺第一次到三藩市的金山寺一个经验。我以前还没到金山寺之前，我在泰国也是出过家的，当沙弥，这是14年以前的一件事。我那个时候在蒙古一个 小乘的庙里边，就依照上人的这个英文的传，就是玄公上人事迹翻译英文本，刚刚到那个庙上那个图书馆，我就把它全部看了，就知道 这位大德就是我的原来的师父了，马上就安排回去本国，就要在金山寺在上人的法座下出家了，就这样去做。那么到了金山寺的时候，我还是吃这个八关斋戒，我是跟一般金山寺里边的居士们和出家人一起学习佛法，这也包括那个过午不食那个八关斋戒。出家人那个时候现在一样是日中一食，我那个时候也愿意试一试能不能够行这个苦行日中一食。我那个时候我有一个特别的工作，就是要把所有的碟子啊盘子啊碗呢、啊、就把它洗了，所以呢我每天用完了斋就在厨房里边洗好了盘子碗。那天是哪一个日子，是观音诞吧，观音菩萨出家诞辰，那天很多的贵宾很多的佛友一起用斋参加这个法会，结果呢那个盘子碟子多得很，就在那个洗碟盘子就一大堆这些个盘子什么的，我就在那儿用功洗，就把它差不多洗完了以后呢，就看见旁边有一个垃圾桶，这个垃圾桶上有一大堆这个饼干呢、啊、或者啊什么点心呢、啊、还好就人没有吃了，很多很多。我在那儿我看见，嘿，如果人不把它吃了，这就是浪费福报哦，这是浪费物质，这不对的，这样子自己给自己讲道理。心里边明明知道金山寺的规矩是大家要日中一食，就是过午不吃东西了，现在因为碟子盘子很多，已经到了三点或者四点钟，大家都在佛堂里边用功打观音期，我一个人在厨房里边洗盘子，那么我就看见那个垃圾桶上那么多的好吃的这个饼干啊这个甜饼啊什么的都在那儿，很好。那么心里边就这么样子打战起来啊，自己给自己讲道理，我说哦不应该浪费，那么你自己就把它吃了好不好啊，那么就慢慢的这样子就说服了，就把它吃下去了，很多啊吃到肚子里。明明知道没有人在那看见我，我就是往左边也没有人，往右边也没有人，前边后边都没有人看见我，就是我一个人在厨房里边把这个饼干呢三点钟把它吃了。好了，那么就吃完了以后就到了佛堂去跟着大家一起打观音期，等到晚间讲经的时候，那个时候是上人讲解《大方广佛华严经》，每个礼拜要把它讲了八次或者九次，一个礼拜是这样子，苦干是大概八年九年的时间才把华严经讲完了。所以呢那天晚上就在讲经的之中，上人忽然间就说，在金山寺人人都要辛苦恨，这都包括日中一食，虽然这些个苦恨是不容易做的，大家都愿意这样子修行的，如果一个人觉得他是受不了那个太苦的话，可以在垃圾桶里边 捡回来东西吃了，怎么样讲？我心里边一听见了就吓了一大跳，就哎，师父怎么会知道我是这样做？我里边很害怕，心里边就想，师父能知道我心里边的思想，我每一个念头他都明明知道我打了什么妄想。我知道没有人在那看见我吃这个饼干吃这个甜饼，他怎么知道我心里边有这种思想？那我就吓了，很害怕。那么这个清醒以后，每次见到上人，我自己心里边就打了战战，我很害怕。等到再过了几天了，上人自己到我这个疗房来，就敲门。我已经在这个金山寺有半年多的时间，在这个期间没有一次上人和我讲过话，何况到我这个房间里边来了。所以我那个时候就在那个门的后边就躲避了，很害怕，很焦急。上人很和蔼地进来，就问我就有什么事啊。我就坦白就说我怕了。上人就问我怕什么呢？就怕您老人家。那你为什么怕我了？因为你能看见我的心里边的思想，你能知道我的心。然后上人就再问我，他说那你的那个心呢是什么样子？是圆心的呢？是放心的呢？是红的呢？是蓝的呢？